This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
They've got me waxing the sleigh runners here. Is that what you call those things? Sitting here in the Santa Claus studio here today, sitting in a sleigh, a Santa Claus sleigh. Good to have you along. Yes, we've got to make sure this sleigh after the show goes good down the hill here at Bogus Basin, where I'm broadcasting, not at Bogus Basin, that's our ski resort, but it's only 16 miles up the hill. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have all of you along. Absolutely. What a great thank you for being my guest and sitting along and enjoying and relaxing. I'm going to be doing the driving, so hang on. And today we're all in a sleigh. Santa sleigh. I got one of the runners waxed, so we only got half the sleigh going fast. The other half we'll have to try to catch up. But anyway, as long as we're all in the sleigh, that's all that matters. Today on Auto World, not only are we going to take your emails live and we're going into that stump, the chump email bag, we have trivia for you. I've got a very, 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 very serious recall, folks, and this is for Subarus. I want, and this is, you know, I don't want to listen to that. Turn that off, Jane. No! Your friends, your neighbors, your relatives probably own a Subaru. And they're thinking about buying one. How about you? Are you thinking about buying a Subaru, better known as a Eurobus? Spell the name backwards, and that's what you get. Anyway, see, we like to have fun here on Auto World. It's a recall. It has something in concerning the PTC meltdown. Very serious. Get a pen and paper and pencil out, and you're going to need to write some notes down, okay? Here anymore, you might as well have an Auto World notebook, because I've got so many great information, news, facts, fun that you need to jot down and start your own Auto World notebook. In fact, we need to start. Hey, let's do it. Bobby Biesser's in the studio. Woo, Bobby! Bobby, of course, is our PR director at Auto World. Let's put that down, PR man. We just need to make our own Auto World notebook and start sending them out to folks. Okay. This meltdown. I want all of you to head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Take a look at that. Melted battery. Or go over to Auto World Radio and take a look. We have it over there, too. Did we put it up on Instagram? Go over and take a look. Auto World Media is the address on Instagram. And that is a melted battery from Electrical short. So stay tuned. Recall PTC from Subaru. Also, we're going to have, I have for you, let's just get right to it. We talked a little bit about it on the first hour of Auto World, but Mercedes-Benz drops out and Honda returns. And what we're talking about here, Honda returns back into the NADA list. And what this is, folks, is, now listen up, because this will help you tune in or tune out of what kind of brand of car you might want to purchase from what kind of dealer, a brand of dealer, that is. Yep. See, Honda brand returns back to the top five in the dealer attitudes. You have an attitude? Well, we've got the dealer attitudes here for you on Auto World today. Mercedes-Benz drops out completely of the top 10. What's this all mean? Well, Honda regained its place among the top five brands in the latest National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Survey. You didn't think there was such a thing. Well, you do know now, right here in Auto World. That's right. The National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Survey. Some of you know that yellow book, NADA. It's a price guide book. I've been using it all my life. That's a lot of years, too. I've got snow on my roof. Okay. So, anyway, Honda, they're back. They basically followed an unusual drop to number 6 in the previous results, but Honda's slip from the top ranks marks the first time it was missed since 2015. NADA surveys its dealer members twice a year to let them express their sentiment attitude toward their brands for a, well, in a point of time. So, you know what attitude's all about. The most recent survey was conducted in July. They do two surveys a year, winter and summer. We have the summer results for you. Despite the positive results that placed the Honda brand, between number 3 and number 5 spots over the past 6 years, Honda's slipped to number 6 in NADA's 2022 winter survey. Yeah, largely due to low product availability. Uh-huh. Low product. No product. What product? Yep. You know it. You've been driving around. You can't see any products on the... Well, they're getting the products back. The dealer's parking lots are getting a little bit fuller. But here it is. Let's start at number 10. I'm going to share with you here on the second hour, half of them, and then the third hour, we're going to get right to the top. Let's start at the bottom. NADA's, this is the summer 2022 dealer attitude survey. Number 10. Number 1 would be the best. Number 10 would be the worst. Number 10 is Audi. Number 9, Acura. Number 8 on the list of attitudes, dealer attitudes, that is. Number 8, Mazda. Number 7, Subaru. Number 6 is Kia. Next hour, we're going to number 5, all the way up to number 1. You're going to find out what brand has the best dealer attitude, and that is from the National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Survey. How do they get that? How do they find that? They find that from you. How many of you have been filling out the surveys, period? You are, and you have been. And I am overwhelmed with them through emails. Whenever you buy something, it's like, you know, the computer bots, they grab you, and they know your addresses, and they send it over to you. And do you fill all those surveys out? Do you like it? Would you rather not have it? Yeah. Well, sometimes it's good to do this, because we're finding out what brand we might want to go to when we're talking about the best attitude for buying a car at a dealer. Yeah. Here's a little trivia for us that, well, a lot of you like, because most of the cars have them today. Another creature feature, I call it. In 1958, Ford introduces the first electric trunk release. The first electric trunk release came in 1958, and thank you, Ford. Of course, we talked a little about the Lincoln Corsair at the first hour, and it's the car that has the most American-made parts. And with that, let's do a little trivia on Lincoln. In 1993, that wasn't that far long ago. Back in 1993, Lincoln introduces a system that offers, at the touch of a button, with your fingers, of course, automatic memory settings for 12 different auto systems for two different drivers. Woohoo! You can have two drivers in a car? Yes. 12 different settings, auto systems, that is, with the touch of a button back in 1993. Thank you, Lincoln. No, cars haven't changed at all. Blinkers, nice stereos, electric seats, air-conditioned seats. Your next car, are you thinking about maybe purchasing a car with more creature features? Is that what you're shopping for? And how do you shop? Internet, or do you drive right into the dealer today? One thing I found out, that you can all hit the buttons on the internet, interweb there, as we all do, absolutely. But when you're trying to... When you're buying a car and you're going to buy a car and you're doing all your stats and all, I really do believe that we all have to climb into the cockpit, driver's side. Please do, and go drive it. You might not like the A-pillar. The A-pillar is that pillar where the front driver's door is mounted to. The A-pillar might not be suitable for your height and where your eyeball is in the driver's seat. That means you can't see out as well as you'd like to see out. How about the right rear quarter panel, the blind spot? Get in the car and go drive it. See what you think. See how it drives. See how it brakes. See how it corners. You might not even like this sound system. Best thing to do is just go knock on the dealer's door and say hello. Tell them I sent you. Absolutely. Love talking with dealers. The stories, it's unbelievable. It's fun. With that, we've got the dealer community charging coming up your way here in a little bit. Also, oh yeah, one more to pick from, but this one, has a box, and it has a 500-mile range. Coming right back after this short break.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's two.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
There's no use trying to
electric cars, the EVs. The EVs are coming to the drag strip. Sounds like we got a battery loader on our drag car, huh? Yeah, no noise, though. None of that nitro coming out of the pipes burning my nose or my eyes anymore. Electric drag race cars? What? Before we go, well, we're not going to the drag strip. We're going to be going to this very serious recall. Before we do, let's get into the season right now. Let's do it.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Doesn't matter what you want for Christmas, just get it, ask for it. Santa, please bring it to us. You know, the hippopotamus, he might not be able to get into a Subaru, but it's time right now for that very, very exclusive recall, folks. Again, head over to our Facebook page. My address is my name, Mark Evans, or Auto World Radio. We have a picture of a melted battery just for an example of what this recall could do. Very serious, so here it is. Subaru announces a recall on 2019 through 2022 model year Accents. Please do, if you do have an Accent, and I don't care what model you might have, a Forester, WRX, to me it does not matter. I want all Subaru owners to call their dealer, get your VIN number, verify that you do not have this problem, and I want to get to this right now. The problem is that they announced a safety recall, of course, on those years. Subaru Accent vehicles. Subaru is announcing that the recall to you, to encourage you to get your vehicle, and I am going to add more to it. Please, any Subaru, please get into your authorized Subaru dealer. Here's what's going on. The ground bolt, folks, that secures the ground terminal to the positive temperature coefficient, PTC, heater. The positive temperature coefficient heater may have been improperly fastened during the vehicle production of the Subaru, and this could potentially, of course, and may result in the melting of the ground terminal and surrounding components, and of course, increasing the risk of fire. Now, if you head over to that photo, you'll see that battery melted. No, that's not a Subaru, but that is an automobile, a truck, a Chevrolet truck that was in the Greasy Garage shop, in my Greasy Garage shop, that we rebuilt that vehicle, and it was pretty much the same type of thing that happened that caused that battery and the wires you see in that picture to the right to melt. That battery that was, I don't know, what are they, 8 to 9 inches tall, maybe taller, went down to maybe a 4-inch battery. And you do not want to have your Subaru do this, again, causing a fire. No, meltdown, electrical meltdown. Now, again, Subaru. The recalls on certain 2019s, 2022, model year, Subaru Accents. The ground bolt that secures the ground terminal to the positive temperature coefficient heater, PTC, may have been improperly fastened during vehicle production. May result in melting of the ground terminal and surrounding components and increasing the risk of fire. Now, they have not, Subaru has not, you know, put a stop order to stop driving on them yet, but again, here's an internet web address that you can go to. I got two of them for you. The Subaru one is, of course, www.subaru.com/recalls. That's www.subaru.com/recalls. You have to enter in your 17-digit vehicle identification, the VIN number, and that'll tell you if your car is affected. Also, here's another one that's good for everybody. All of you that are listening, of course, thank you. And go to this website to verify at all times. And I would do this twice a year, folks. I would do it at the start of the year. So we, you know, do it in January, and then 6 months goes by, do it again. Please. Here's the website, www.nhtsa.gov/recalls. Enter in that 17-digit VIN number, please. And by the way, okay, I might get in trouble for this. That's okay. Here's the phone number, 888-327-4236, Monday through Friday. Call them, 888-327-4236. Get down dirty, call them, talk to them. Why not? Let's get this thing fixed. I don't want you or a battery or you, your car going up in flames or smoke or all that. Let's keep yourself safe. Going down the road, the Subaru is a good brand. I'm not dogging the brand. It's just that, in fact, well, we've got quite a few recalls anymore. And I like to share a little bit of the ones that are very serious and some of them that aren't so serious. So just to keep you informed at all times. And by the way, again, go to the NHTSA.gov/recalls site twice a year. And that way you'll be safe. Absolutely. Coming up here, we got the dealer community charging program that's going on from General Motors coming up after. That'll be next segment. But right now, we've got time to get to that email bag. Stump the chump. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house. Throw me the bag. No, no, no. Oh. Thank you. Okay. We dropped some emails. Let me get a few of them here. There we go. There's one. Yeah. I don't even have to dig in the bag, Eddie. They all fell out. Okay, let's see here. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my address. I look forward to your emails every week as we are live right now from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. And look, throughout the week, of course, I don't know, you don't know, no one knows when you might need help with your automobile. Auto World, you know, your Auto World, keep it going and keep it fresh. And I'm going to throw this out to you at all times, folks, at Free Consulting here, not only live on the air right now behind the silver microphone, but throughout the week, I like to talk to repair shops, not only repair shops in the auto world side, the repair is, you know, the tune-ups and even the Lubwell filler places. I've had and owned a Lubwell filler, Quick Lubes. I like to talk to transmission shops. I like to talk to all of them, detail shops, windshield shops, tire shops, to keep me in tune with that, and we, so I can keep you in tune. When we come back, I've got an email here from Richard. He's in St. Andrews, South Carolina. We'll be right back with Richard. Thank you.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Heavy snow buried Buffalo, New York in nearly 4 feet, leaving some people stuck in their cars for more than 2 days. Erie County Executive Mark Polingars.
We do have 7 confirmed deaths at this point as a result of the storm in Erie County.
At least 23 deaths are being blamed on the Arctic temperatures that have over 60% of the country under winter weather advisories. So far, deaths have occurred in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast. Emergency crews are working working to rescue at least 10 people buried by an avalanche in western Austria. The Austrian press agency reports that the incident happened Sunday afternoon in an open ski area near the mountainous village of Lakenzers. More than 100 people are involved in the search and rescue, including avalanche search dogs and helicopters. Police say one person has been pulled to safety. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In it. I need some diesel. If I got a diesel, and I do. Let's put some diesel in that. You can drive it. Got my driving gloves on. Make sure that I don't put any of that diesel smell on the steering wheel. Do you diesel owners out there actually wear gloves when you fill up your diesel trucks and cars? Or do you just do barehanded fill? That's what we call it. Barehanded fills. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm sitting in a Santa sleigh here in the Santa Claus studio today, down the hall from the Greasy Garage. Yes, the Greasy Garage studio is just down the hall. You head north on the I-5 and then takes out, you know, okay, I won't go there. But we're in the Santa Claus studio. Good to have you along. Thanks for climbing in the sleigh with me today. Went into the email bag, and I've got a email from Richard. And let's do, Richard says he's listening in St. Andrews, South Carolina. Let's do our shout-out right off the bat. Thank you, Richard. Woo! Let's do a shout-out. See if I can get the horn to work. Darn battery. There's a darn battery. There it is. A darn battery terminals. You know, they get all fuzzed up with that white stuff, and then battery doesn't want to start your car, let alone honk the horn. Let's do a shout-out to the Point WQXL. The Point WQXL, AM 1480, and FM 100.7, Columbia West, Dentsville, Orangeburg, St. Andrews, South Carolina, and everyone in between. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for taking us into South Carolina, Richard. Here's his email. Hey, Auto World, happy holidays to you. Thank you, thank you. And staff, oh yes, hey, Auto World, happy holidays to you and staff. You did hear that, didn't you? Bobby Besser and Eddie the Engine Emailer and Sincere in the house. PR director, and of course, Eddie does all the emails. Thank you, Richard, for wishing us a happy holidays to you and your family, and love you being here. Thank you. Richard says, simple question for you, Mark. What is the best way to clean a battery connection? Mine are all completely all white with corrosion. Thanks in advance, Richard. No, that's crazy. I was just talking about that. Anyway, Richard, thank you. First and foremost, these acid-filled batteries, you know, we have dry cell batteries, which are the Optima batteries, folks. Optima dry cell. They're about twice the money, but there's no liquid in them, and they last a long, 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 I mean, I'm talking a long time there. So, let's go back to Richard. I know all of you really don't really care and matter and think about your battery. That's the last thing you think about until you hear the click, 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 and then you're done. And now who do you call? You sure you're not going to call Ghostbusters? I hope you got a good mechanic and technician. And now you need a mobile call. Yeah, a mobile call. You need the mobile automotive repairman like a mobile doctor to come over and jumpstart you. Yep. First thing, Richard, once we get the terminals clean, and this is for everyone, all of our Auto World family here, you can still buy the green and red velvet little round donuts. They're velvet. They go on your, if you have a top post battery, you put them right on the top post once you get the battery clean before you put the cable on and say goodbye to any white corrosion from there on out at that point. Those little white, those little green and red velvet looking donuts for your battery top posts. Sorry, but side posts don't have anything quite yet. Like General Motors has side posts. Don't like them. Small little things. Anyway, they crowed up. But here, Richard, DECA, D. E-K-A, that's the brand, D-E-K-A, DECA is the brand. I want you to buy two cans, Richard. DECA is aerosol spray, and it'll say right on there to clean the corrosion off. You spray that on first, right on top of the terminal, side post or top post, doesn't matter. I want you to give it a shower to the point of no return with that corrosion cleaner and killer, DECA, D-E-K-A. Once you see it foam up, what I like to do too, Richard, is just get a rag. I kind of hold a rag up while I'm spraying because I don't really want to spray that DECA all over my hoses and everything else, my paint job. No, not on my paint job. I want it sprayed on just the terminal, and it doesn't hurt it. But no, I don't. You know, time's a waste. I don't have time to re-wax my fender. So just spray the battery terminals. So get a rag for the backdrop there, for the little wall, and just spray along there and make it go good there. And then what happens is that will do positive and negative sign. Please do. And that'll foam up. It kind of looks like the Coca-Cola when you pour it in the glass and the ice, the foam comes up, or the beer that you're pouring right now. You know, you get the head. You know, oh, anyway, it foams up. And wait till the foam to go away. Bye-bye. And then keep spraying until you see no more white or blue or green. You actually get some green mold-looking stuff. Wait till that's all gone. Then take a rag, get some rubber gloves. Put some rubber gloves on so you don't get on your hands. Remember, battery acid will still eat clothes big time, and your eyes and your ears, etc. So get some rubber gloves. Don't want that on our hands. And take a rag that you're going to throw away later and just wipe that clean. Get it clean, 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 as much as you can. Wipe it down. Throw the rag away. Do the negative side. Get that done. And then at that point, yes, you do need to take the terminals off. This is how serious this is. You do need to take the terminals off because underneath that terminal, you're going to see the white corrosion you can't see right now until you take the terminal off. Now, the problem with this, Richard, I didn't get what year, make, and model you have. I'm going to hopefully help a lot of people here. From 2005, folks, anything older than 2005, Richard, you're fine, okay? You can take the battery terminals off of the battery without hurting the computer. Anyone of you that have a 2005 and up, do not take the battery terminals off the battery without plugging a memory saver device into the OBD2 connector and plugging it into a 12-volt auxiliary 12-volt battery box. You must keep the computer up and running. Then, once you plug it in, the memory saver, into a separate 12-volt accessory jumper box, you can disconnect the cables, Richard, and then spray that DECA. on the, you know, what's left there on the terminals, and it'll clean it right off. Another way, a lot of you are saying, Mark, tell them about the baking soda. Mark, tell them about the baking soda. And then I've got this gentleman here in the back row. He's actually got a little sixth rows here in the Auto World Plaza. Hey, do you guys like my Santa sleigh? Yeah, they do. Good, cool. They're telling me also, and yes, I know this little trick, but baking soda, dilute that in some warm water, pour it on the battery terminals and the battery and everything, and yeah, it'll take it right off too. Make sure that if you like me, your garage floor stained, you'll definitely stain it, or your driveway, so put it out in the street. Let the asphalt say goodbye to the stain. Okay. Do that with baking soda and hot warm water, and the gentleman in the sixth row here with his cue card up says, Coca-Cola. It is good, isn't it? I love Coca-Cola and vanilla. Vanilla bean ice cream. Whew. No, okay, yeah. You can pour Coca-Cola on it, too. Thank you for pointing that out. I do know that. Thank you. But, yeah, Coca-Cola. But overall, Deca, Richard, absolutely. D-E-K-A is the brand. Go for it. And I do appreciate it, Richard. Send me an email address back, and I've got a great little parting gift for you. And you know what you're going to have in it? Deca products. The other can, you're going to have the cleaner can, and then I have the Deca also sells, which will be in your gift bag, the Deca red, it's red in color, and it coats and soothes, just like Pepto-Bismol on top of that. It seals it. It seals it. I'm going to throw in the pair of the green and the red velvet donuts, too, to go underneath those terminals, Richard. And, hey, if you don't have a top post, it's a side post, that's fine. Just give those little donuts to your neighbor that has a top post. I appreciate it. Auto World Radio, Richard, is our address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Please send me an address, and I'll get a little great gift packet sent out to you. We're going to take a short break. We come back. One more to pick from. Yep, you get one more to pick from coming your way. But this one has a box and a 500-mile range. Woohoo! 500 miles!
Family to yours. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The compressor up. Welcome back to Auto World, where we can and will help you repair your cars, even if the airbags are no good. Okay, so you've been waiting. We've got to get into the middle of this list. This list is the top 10 United States, U.S. cities with the worst drivers. Yeah, the city I'm in is on that list. Okay, we started at the bottom. 10, 9, 8. We've went up to 7. I'll repeat it again. This is... Folks, listen up. Come on. Get off those phones. Stop texting. Get your insurance rates down and stop going, you know, me by accident. The top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers. Number 10 was Charleston, South Carolina. 9, Toledo, Ohio. I gotta get it out there. Toledo, Ohio. Number 8, Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 7, Columbia, South Carolina. Number 6, Dayton, Ohio. Ohio, you're on there too many times. Number 5, Des Moines, Iowa. Number four. You folks listening on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1, Boise, Idaho. We're number 4 on the list of the top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers. Okay, the third hour, you're going to hear 3, 2, and 1. And yes, Axelrod Alex is called Dougie, the five-stick drummer. He's going to be here, so we're going to have a drum roll. Stay tuned for that. But right now, it's time.
Now, there's not another car that's on the road. It's just me and that yellow light. I'll drive right through the night. can feel that cool night air. I don't like to be out here on the road, but I know I'm almost there. I got 500 miles.
500.
Before I wrap my arms around you.
500 miles. That's what they're promising. The Revolution. Ram. You've heard them. The truck, Ram. That's right. The Revolution. Are you ready for the Revolution? Ram teases all of us. The electric Revolution pickup is going to be coming to us at CES in Las Vegas, the 2023 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, coming our way. The Ram Revolution. We talked a little bit about it here about 6 months ago, that Stellantis truck brand is going to bring us an electric truck. They are. They're bringing it the first time, EV pickup market, the electric EVs. Now, the production version of the Ram Revolution expected to go into production in 2024. Based on comments made from a lot of brand executives, the Chicago Auto Show is probably where they're going to release the beast. Now, let's get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story here. The automaker Stellantis wants to get a leg up on all the early entries, of course, such as the GMC Hummer, the Rivian R1T, and the Ford F-150 Lightning. When they bring it into the February show in Chicago, plenty of competition out there, as you know now, like I've been pointing out. Wait till 23, 24 to buy one. Well, now the Revolution's here. They're going to be, here's a little bit difference. The entries will be the Chevrolet Silverado EV, the GMC Sierra EV. The Tesla also has said that they're going to get its long-delayed Cybertruck into the showrooms by late 2023 also. But the various manufacturers, they've been, you know, taking and talking and deciding different approaches on how to bring it to you and I, and to decide to how to buy and when to buy and all that. The Ram Revolution will be able to travel 500 miles on a full charge. That's not a rumor. I understand that is true. After all their testing, 500 miles for a pickup truck. As they point out, though, wind coming at you, rain coming at you, sleet coming at you, snow coming at you, how fast is the hurricane coming at you, etc. How much are you towing? That all is based upon. It's no different than your gas or diesel vehicle trucks. You know that. Guys, the more you go up the hill, the steeper it is. 6% grade 8, 9, 10, whatever the grade, you're going to burn more fuel. But yes, the pickup truck, the Ram, the classic Ram 1500 pickup truck, the Revolution, that's what they're naming it, is coming our way. Now, with that said, 500 miles, is they're the winner on that. They are the winner. And here's power and range. We talked about the range, 500. Now, according to them, here's some numbers with the production of horsepower. They're going to promise us this Revolution, this production of this EV pickup, will be delivering as much as 855 horsepower. And that would top both the Chevrolet Silverado, and also that would be topping, which the Chevrolet and the Silverado is at 754 horsepower. So, yes, the Revolution, the Stellantis, the Ram, 855, the Chevrolet at 754. The Ford Lightning comes in at a maximum of 563 horsepower. And, of course, that is short of the top line of the GMC Hummer. The GMC Hummer, of course, is the winner in this parade of horsepower, and the number on the Hummer, as you know, is 1,000 ponies under the hood. So the Hummer wins, of course, but if you're considering speed, the Lightning launches from 0 to 60 in just 4 seconds. The Ram EV might make that jump somewhere around, they're saying 3.5 seconds. Oh, ouch! Below the belt, they hit him by half a second. Whew! And as for range, the truck brand is believed to developing two optional type of battery packs that you can pick from, believe it or not. Yeah, one of them's got 159 kilowatt hours, and it could deliver up to 400 miles per range. But the best one is the 200 kWh pack that delivers 500 miles. The Lightning tops out. The Ford Lightning only tops out around 320. Ka-ching. Below the belt, Ram does it again. The Ram is back. The Revolution. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Hopefully let me know what you think when it comes to a showroom near you, of course. And we've, well, can we salute them? Yeah, the Dodge Power Wagon's been around since, oh, we need some trivia on that. Absolutely. It's been around a long time. Absolutely. But be careful. Make sure that you're not a, you know, a bad driver driving one of those. But I'm looking forward to CES 2023 when they debut it. And then the Chicago Auto Show, they're going to release the beast and start putting it in the dealers at that time. So sit around. Please do. Wait. Relax with me. We're going to finally decide the end of 23 and going into 24 which model and make that we're all going to be buying and deciding to, you know, go to and from the store with those cars. So that's what it's all about. Now, here on Auto World, not only do we like to dig deep and find recalls, of course, for you, but dealer, talking about EVs, dealer community charging is a big thing. General Motors, they are celebrating the launch of its dealer community charging program with installation of the first community charging stations in Wisconsin and Michigan. So you folks in Wisconsin and Michigan, yes, a community charging station. They're going to be doing it in 1,000 GM dealers have enrolled in this. That means that you can go drive right to the dealership, a GM dealership, 1,000 of them, and it's a community charging program. So with that, yes, if you have a Toyota, you might be able to drive into General Motors and get it charged up. Hey, the garage door's going down. Look forward to seeing you over there on the hour number 3 of Auto World. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.